Okay, so this the Mishnah now really is a hemshech to the sugya that we began. We're going to start with the Mishnah on Tezvav, Chatas Hayochet Shekipu Ba'alei HaMeisa, V'shel Tzibur Ein HaMeisa. Chatas Hayochet, if the Ba'alei were Mechaper, they got a Kapor because they lost the original Chatas, and they were Mechaper with another one, and then the first one surfaced. The Halacha as it goes L'Misa. V'shel Tzibur Ein HaMeisa. Chatas Tzibur is not L'misa Azla. So what do you do with it? It goes out L'Riya. You let it pasture till it gets a mum. Rabbi Yudah Emer, Thomas. Rabbi Yudah says that a Chatas Shel Tzibur has a regular halacha of Misa. If Shimon Emer, he says, I have a Raya that there is no din of chatas shekipru balea by tzibur. Because mamotzinu, just like we find, bevlad chatas, betmuras chatas, ubechatas shemesu baleho, just like we find that these three categories, vlad chatas, a chatas that has a baby, a tmuras chatas, which we learned about already, and a chatas shemesu baleho, clearly, Dvar Mamurim b'yochid v'loy b'tzibur. It's non-negotiable that this can only be by yochid, not by a tzibur. Why? Well, first of all, tzibur shemes, we discussed earlier, the tzibur doesn't die. Tmura, we know tzibur can't do, shutfim can't do tmura. So tmura is not an option. And if vlad chatas, a tzibur only brings a chatas zocher. So you can't have a vlad chatas. So therefore, it's not possible to have these three categories. So when the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was said that there are chamisha chatoyos meses, there are five categories of karma chatas that die, couldn't have been talking about the tzibur, because three out of the five are just not applicable. So therefore, af kipru baleh, which would be possible by tzibur, that they used another carbon, and Ibrash Nasa, B'yochid Var Mamurim V'loy B'tzibur. So Rav Shimon seems to be learning the two out of the three. The fact that the three are not applicable, the other two are not applicable as well. So this really, to fully grasp what Rav Shimon is saying, you have to look in the last Gemara. If you turn to Tazayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara quotes our Mishnah and the Braisa, the bottom of the Daf, Tana Rabbanan. Rav Shimon Omer, Chomesh Chatois Meses, there are five Chatois that die, Vlad Chatos, a Chatos that had a baby, another Vlad, Utmurus Chatos, V'chatos Shemesu Baleho, V'chatos Shekipu Baleho, V'chatos Shibur Shnoso, and then he says, Iyata Yochol Omer, you can't say, by a tzibur, Vlad chatos b'tzibur, lufi shein chatos nekeva b'tzibur. Because the tzibur never brings a nekeva. V'yat yochol amur t'murus chatos b'tzibur, shein tzibur oisa t'mura. V'yat yochol amur chatos shemesu ba'aleh b'tzibur, lufi shein tzibur mesu. So, the same thing he says in our Mishnah. And therefore, shekipu ba'aleh v'shibur shnasa, lo metzinu yochol yunahaka espein b'yochol b'yochol b'tzibur, almud yumud sosum and amafurish. We learn what is unclear from what's clear. It's clear that three of the five cannot be applied to tzibur. The other two go along. Mamafurish biyachad v'lei b'tzibur. Af shekipru baleha v'shivar shnasa biyachad v'mamur v'lei b'tzibur. So that's really the statement he made in our Mishnah. But the Gemara questions that. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'chidon and efshem yishiyi efshah. And the Gemara basically answers the question, the brackets there is the answer. Rev Shimon b'chad mokom gomar lehu. Some take it out, but really you have to leave it in. B'chad mokom gomar lehu means that the halacha Moshe Mesinai was set as one category. It wasn't halacha Moshe Mesinai that said, this is meis, and then there's another halacha Moshe Mesinai. It was one halacha Moshe Mesina. And since it was one halacha Moshe Mesina, you can't make it piecemeal. Say, well, these two apply to Tzibur. Because the way that halacha Moshe Mesina was given, it was given as one category. And once we have that, then there's nothing to talk about, because we have another rule that by halacha Moshe Mesina, you can't use logic to differentiate or to learn one thing from the other. Ein lameidim mehalacha. So the hilchasa was, it has to be five. Since by Tzibur five is not possible, so Mamela, according to Rav Shimon, there's no hilchasa at all. Now you have to know pshat in the Chacham. If the hilchasa was five, what's the pshat in the Chacham that say that it does apply? That Rav Yehuda says, but Tzibur does apply. So that we'll see. Now let's start the Gemara. Now actually, the Mishnah lists various things that are not possible but Tzibur. Amongst them is a chatas, vlad chatas. The reason why vlad chatas is not possible is because vlad chatas can only be from an akeva, and that's only by a yochid brings a chatas nekeva. So the Briska Rav asks a very interesting question. He says that it's possible to have a tzibur to have a vlad chatas. The whole sugi that we had earlier of hispashtas and migul. So we have the whole sugi which says that when you give an animal kedushas damim, later that kedushas damim could become kedushas aguf. Migul denachsa kedushas damim, once the animal gets kedushas damim, it grows into a kedushas aguf. And one opinion of the Gemara said, we say it. One opinion even said, we say two migus. We say migul, if you makdish part of an animal, the whole animal gets kedushas damim, and then it gets kedushas aguf. And we had that whole shayla in the Gemara. Do we say one migu? Do we say two migus as well? So the Briska Rav asks a very basic question. He says, I don't understand. If you'd be makdish achatas nekeva, what would be the halach for tzibur? Obviously, it would have kedushas damim. It wouldn't be worse than if you makdish a bouquet of flowers for karmachatas tzibur. Karmachatas yochid. If I said I'm being makdish this bouquet of flowers for karmachatas, so obviously it's not going to get kedushas aguf because it can't be a karmachatas. But I have kedushas dam. Now I have to take it and sell it and use the money for karmachatas. So the Briska Rav asks, if you makdish a nekeva for chatas tzibur, what's going to happen? Kedushas dam. Now that behemoth is going to have a baby. The baby chatas that's born, right, is now a kedushas damim chatas. And it's roy to have kedushas aguf. So migu denachsa kedushas damim, nachsa kedushas aguf. So how could our Mishnah say that that's not an option? It's impossible to have by its sibur a vlad chatas. He says, not true. You could have a vlad chatas. Here's your case. You got the mother has kedushas damim. The mother then has a vlad. The vlad has kedushas damim. But this vlad zohar is roy to have kedushas aguf. So now there'll be a migu. Migu the nachsala kedushas damim. Nachsala kedushas aguf. What? But it's kedushas damim of a chatas. Right? What kedushas damim did the mother have? So the Briska Rav is found here in the sugya, and he actually supports his question with a Yerushalmi. The hikshe b'chadushim ongriz daloy mishkachas vlad chatas b'chatas tzibur. It's possible. Hifrish, he was mafrish nekeva l'chatas tzibur. The yolda, and now that chatas tzibur had a baby, the vlad chatas. Umigu de nachsa kedushas aguf, nachsa kedushas aguf. And now you have vlad chatas to lemisa also. Now you have a case where the vlad chatas will go to misa. Gam b'chatas tzibur. It's a great question. That's the That's the question of the Brisker Rav. So Yidl is saying Shkoyach. Yidl is saying a Svore that can be considered, possibly, that maybe this is not called Avlat Chatas. Maybe Kedusha's Domen doesn't produce Avlat Chatas. Could be. The fact is, there is Kedusha's Domen on the mother. The Vlad got that Kedusha's Domen. And now, if there's a din that Vlad Chatas Lamisa Ozla, one could hear that there will be a din of Vlad Chatas Kamisa Ozla. It's happening at the same time that it's born. It's getting Kedusha's Domen and Kedusha's Aguf at the same time. So it should go Lamisa. That's where it could be debated. The Yerushalmi and Pesachim states, Vlad Chatas, this is the Yerushalmi and Pesachim and Halacha Vav. Yerushalmi says as follows, Shibr Shnosa, Vishiv, Dovinim says Balmum, then Yerushalmi says, Vlad Chatas is Palgan, Tzibur Shehifrish Nekeva, V'chein Nosi Shehifrish Seira, Rav Yossi Emer Loi Kotcha, Vlada Karav, Rav Yossi Emer Kotcha Vlada, but it's Mace. It dies. So this seems to be a machlokes. Chelu de Rav Yossi, what does Rav Yossi say? Minado einat yocholoy mevlad chatas petzibur shein tzibur mevi nekeva. It says, and it quotes our Mishnah. You can't say that you have a chat of vlad chatas petzibur because tzibur doesn't bring a carbon nekeva. Lo yomor el einat yoch ha'im ikdisha kotcha. Like almost like feeding into the Brisker Rav. He's saying that you don't find it, but if you would find it, then it would work. It would have Kedusha. So he's almost using the Brisker Rav as a proof that it does would apply. Meaning, because the Mishnah says you don't find it. It's mashma, if you would find it, the Kedusha would go down to the Vlad. It's just you don't find it because the Tzibur is not Makdash in the Keva. So it's really more of a, by default, the tzibur doesn't do it. If the tzibur would be makdash in a keva, and then that keva would have a vlad, then it would have kedusha. So that's the Brisker Rav's question, if that's the case. So we do find vlad, chatas, betzibur. It's a great question. I think besides for, so you see Yidl, so clearly the Yerushalmi doesn't learn that way. The Yerushalmi holds this would be a vlad, chatas. I think that the way the Brisker Rav is learning is that really he can't answer the way the Yerushalmi is answering. Because if that's the case, why does the Mishnah say that we don't find Tmura by Tzibur? Right? The fact is that you do have Tmura by Tzibur. The Aveira you have, remember we had the Rambam. If the tzibur does tmura, it's an iser. It's just that it's not chal. So because the way we learn that tmura b'tzibur does in fact work as far as being over the lav, it's just not chal. So when the Mishnah says we don't find tmura by tzibur, the Mishnah doesn't mean the iser, the Mishnah means the chalois. So if that's the case, when the Mishnah also says we don't find Vlad Chatas, the Mishnah doesn't mean we don't find that the Tzibur should do such a thing or not. The Mishnah means it doesn't work. And that's the Brisker Rav's question. It should work. If you mafresh in a keva, gets Kedusha's Domen, and then the Vlad will have Kedusha's Domen. And then from that Kedusha's Domen will come Kedusha's Aguf. Now it should go Lumisa. What? Well, we'll see by Eif Bechlaut is a din of Mesa. That's all a problem we have later on anyway. Because Eif doesn't do Tamura either. Okay. All right, so let's move on into Gemara. Tana Rabbana. Ma'u Emer Chatas Yavi. Why does the Torah repeat Chatas Yavi? It's coming to teach you Minayin Maktish Chatos Avda. Somebody was mafresh a carbon chatas and then it got lost. V'ifish acheres tachteho. V'nimtzis horishoina. And now you find the first carbon chatas. kayemes. Harei shteyam oimdes. Now you have two chatois. What do you do? Minayin she'ezema and she'irtze yavi. You have a right to bring either one. Kamaloimar hachatos yavi. From there we see, you bring a karmachatos from whichever one you want. Says the Gemara, if they're both kosher, yochol yavi shtehen, maybe bring both. Tamaloimar yavi enna, peloshen yachid, which is achas velo shtayim. Says the Gemara, v'oisei shniyam atehe olel. So what do you do with the second one? Omra v'amnuna tanya v'yudoimer tirit, it grazes. Rev Shimon Omer Tomos. Ask the Gemara, that's what our Mishnah said, it's Tomos. Mi Omra v'yudah tirit. For Rev Yudah, Tomos shamin elay. Rev Yudah says in our Mishnah clearly, that achata shekipu ba'aleha is l'misa azla. So what is he saying over here that it's tirit? Epach. Rev Yudah ala Tomos. Rev Shimon says tirit. Says the Gemara, mi Omer of Shimon Tira. V'Omer of Shimon, if Shimon said later on, we learned it, Chomesh Chatois Mezes. Elo lo elam lo tepach. V'lo kosher. Kan ba'avuda b'shas hafrosha, kan ba'avuda b'shas kapor. Says the Gemara, it depends when it got lost and was found. If it was lost throughout the process, so it never became roy to be brought. When you brought the first one, it was lost. After your machaper, you found the second one. You found the first one, actually. So now that one never had a zman from when it got lost, never had a zman that it was royal kapar. So then that goes lamisa. But the one that surfaced before the kapar, that was royal to be brought. So that one actually has to be tira. The Gemara doesn't explain why that is. If you look at Rabbeinu Gerish and he tries to give it some beer, kan ba'avuda v'nimtza shaloi b'shas hafor l'acha ha'krova, the kfar kipir. He says, so therefore, hilkach mesa, therefore it dies. Seems to be the way the Rabbeinu Gerish understands. Really, the halacha was given that a chatos that was lost goes l'misa. That's the halacha. So when is it called a chatos that was lost? A chatos that was lost at the time that you got a kapara. When would we call a chatos lost? What would be if you lost it stam? You mafresh it, you lost it for 5 minutes. It's not a chatos avuda. Right? So what makes it become a chatos avuda? It gets the shame avuda at the time of Kapara. That's when it's lost. That's when we're looking for it, and we can say it's called lost. Up until the time that you have a Kapara, it's not a lost Chatas. It's still in the parasha. That's how the Rabbeinu Gerish seems to learn. Okay. So we have to know here, what is this Machloikas? If we call it a Chatas Avud, if we don't, the Gemara doesn't explain what does the other opinion hold. Besides for that, the Havamin of the Gemara of Yavi Shtehem is very difficult to comprehend. What does the Gemara mean, Yavi Shtehem? How can you bring two Karban Chatas? Once you bring one, you have a Kapara. Once you brought your first Karban Chatas, you have a Kapara. Finished. There's nothing to bring. In fact, the whole Halakha Moshim Sinai needs clarity. Of course it's Lamisa Asla. What are you going to do with it? Maybe the Chiddush Halacha of Sinai is that you don't say it should graze. That's possible. The problem is that Tosfos and Yuma Daf Nun seems to understand that the whole idea that we have a chatas die is all midrabbanan. The Halacha of Moshe Sinai was only it's not roy for kapara. Midaraisa Tosfos holds you would let them all graze. The Rabbanan came and said Tomus. That's Tosfos' understanding. So if that's the case, it's definitely difficult. What's the Gemara's Hava meaning? You should bring two Chatois. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the second Chatois? Gemara says, Hava meaning? You should bring both Chatois. So again, the Brisker Rav tries to give some kind of clarity here. And the Brisker Rav says, Very, very difficult. Yochel Yavishtehem. Says the Briskerov, Talmud Loimar Yaviyana, Vitzorach Yun. Mehecha Tesis Sheyavishteh Chatois. How could you bring two carbon chatois? You got your kapor already. You can't bring a chatas binadova. You can't bring a carbon chatas as a present. Chatas has to be obligatory. So the Briskerov says, Venire, She'enu yala Torah hakrova k'moy shelo lishma avloy b'teres chatos. Tremendous chiddush. The Briskerov says Yitaka won't bring it as a chatos, even though the Gemara says you should bring it as a chatos. The Gemara just means bring it as a carbon, not as a chatos mechaper. It'll be almost like an oil. And just like if you brought a chatos shelo lishma, you then have to bring a second chatos. So what happened to the first chatos? The first chatas was just a carbon. So too over here. You bring the carbon, not for a kapara, which is really very, very difficult. If it's a carbon chatas, it can only be brought as a chatas. You don't have the flexibility to say, I'm not bringing it as a chatas, it's a carbon chatas.
The Mishnah
Zohar says specifically I was mafresh a chatas. Then it got lost. In fact, I was mafresh another one. Now they're both kodesh. It's not a kedusha issue. Now they're both sitting here. The halachas, you could use whichever one you want. The Gemara says, I would think you have to bring both. So the shalos, how could you bring two chatas? Once you bring one, that's it. You have a kapara. The second chatas, what's it being brought as? So the Briskerov is saying some kind of quasi. It's not a real karma chatas. Mehecha teisa sheyov v'nira she'eino yala toiras hakhova k'moy sheloi lishmo. It's like k'moy shekarv sheloi lishmo. I don't know what he means. Sheloi lishmo is b'diyeva. Sheloi lishmo means if I brought a chatas when I needed a kapor. Okay? I brought a chatas and I needed a kapor. And then it was brought shaloi lishma. So the halacha is that you have to bring another chatas. And what happened to that one? Well, it just came. I was makrovit. But that's because when I brought it, I was chay of a chatas. So I brought a chatas, being chay of a chatas. And it didn't complete my obligation. So I have to bring another chatas. That's a bidiyevet. It's a bidiyevet where I was chay of a chatas to begin with. Over here, I brought chatas A. I'm finished. My chi of chatas is gone. What am I doing now? It's chatas nedova. There's no such thing as a chatas nedova. So why did the Torah have to tell me that for? It would be like any carbon chayva. It's not nega anymore. But you don't have a choice. Because a chatas is not bob and a dova.
But it's still a carbon.
Absolutely. And after the halach of chatas mesa, it's still a carbon. It's a carbon that has to go to mesa. Because there's no choice. Even if the Yerushalmi would say, even if the Gemara would say, Yochol Yireh. Okay, fine. That's a good havamina. But what's the havamina to bring it? That's not even an option. The option of bringing it is not an option. And the way the Gemara reads, it's such a good option that there's a havamina that you would actually do it. You need a pasuk to tell you not to do it. That means the Gemara is saying with the absence of a pasuk, what would be the halacha? You bring two karma chatois. I don't even know what the lishma of the kohen is. The kohen then brings, what does he bring the chatos? Chatos chelev? There is no chatos chelev. Chatos chelev was brought already. If I was a kohen, right, I wouldn't even know what to do with it. What am I supposed to bring it for? As what? If you shech the karma chatos sheloi l'shem chatos, it's possible. There's no l'shem chatos because the guy has a kapor already. There's nobody's chayav a chatos. Doesn't seem to. So again, the Briskerov's, what he's trying to say is that this would be equivalent to a chatas that was brought originally, not properly, that you still have to bring another one. And in retrospect, how would we look at the first one? As a chatas that was just brought. So the Brisker of saying that's the same havamin over here. It'll be a chatas that's just brought. But I think it's very different. It's very different in many, many, many fronts. First of all, it's very different, that's b'di'evit. Why would I think to do that l'chatchila? But even if I'd be able to swallow that, let's say I could swallow that, I still have a problem that there's a much bigger difference. The case that the Brisker of is giving, that chatas was brought on a person that was chayav a chatas. Here, the chatas is being brought, there is nobody who's chayav a chatas. That would be, David, that would be totally unacceptable. That would mean that it's possible to burn intentionally. That would mean that you take a chatas and you intentionally be and whatever, no, I'm saying whatever it is, the Gemara is saying without a pasuk, that's what you would do. It's not just the havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying is that without a pasuk, that's what you would do. You would bring it, even though the second one is the you should bring both. That means one of them is possible. Tremendous chiddush. Because chatas is only kosher if it was hufrash for the right person. Otherwise, that alone is a psul. If I was mafresh a chatas chelov, right? And then it turned out, I find out from my rov, that what I ate was not chelev. I say, okay, Rabbi, it's okay, because I ate hadam also. Possible. It's chatas chelev, it doesn't work. So that wouldn't work either. Okay. But there isn't one anymore. So you're saying let the Brisker of. You're in good company. Stam. You're saying you bring a stam as a carbon. That's what the Brisker of is saying. No, but that's not going to work because the carbon has to be separated for the precise chet and the precise person. Otherwise, it's a pasul chatas. If I'm mafresh chatas chelo for myself, I can't give it away to anybody. I can't even give it away to myself for another chet. It has to be the precise person for the precise chet. Chatas is a very exact type of korban. It has to come on the chet for the person for that chet. The Gemara increases as a whole tumul if you mafresh a korban chatas and then for one chelev and then in one haloma you ate another chelev, you could use that one korban for something that happened after hafrasha. So it's very exact, the korban chatas. Okay, let's move on. Says the Gemara. Viboy Yisema, Yidividi Bishas HaFrasha V'lai Kasha. They both were lost at the time of HaFrasha. Ha Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rebbe, Ha Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rabbonim. Meaning maybe there's another machlokes of whether we say Taka that a chatas goes l'misa. Says the Gemara, is there any opinion that says that a chatas tzibu shekipru ba'aleh goes l'misa? Is there such an opinion? Says the Gemara, v'atanya k'yeitze b'yomar ab'yesi, it says in the pasuk in Ezra that when the Jews came up after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when they came to build the second Beis HaMikdash, they were makriv, oilois, porim, shneim osar, elim tishim, v'tisha kvosim, shivim v'shiva sirechata shneim osar. Hakol oilol Hashem. So it says they brought all these korbanos, and then when it talks about the shneim osar, chatois, it says everything was in oil. So the Gemara says, v'chatos mikarva oil. Could a chatas be brought for an oila? Omarava ki oila. Doesn't mean it wasn't oila. They brought it as a chatas, but normally a chatas is eaten. This chatas was brought like an oil, it was totally put on the mizbech. Ma oilo in an echeles, af chatas in an echeles. This chatas was not eaten. Why? Shehoya Rabbi Yosi Omer, when Klai Yisrael came for the second base of Middash, and they brought these korbanos chatos, they brought him for avodah zara. Al avodah zara heviim. They brought us for avodah zara. That's why they brought it. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, al avodah zara shall also be made tzidkiyo. This goes back to an old chet, avodah zara that they did before they went into Golos, and for that avodah zara they brought this chatos. Now, needless to say, that it was not plausible that some of the people that worshipped Avodah Zarah by the time of Tzidkiyah weren't alive now. And still, by the second base of Middash, they were bringing a carbon for Avodah Zarah that they did in the time of Tzidkiyah. Kosalka daitich lamanda islei chatas tzibush and ischapu baleo. Mesa islei nami chatas tzibur mesu baleo mesa. V'ahocha ika mesu baleo v'ka karma. Hey, you see, they brought it, even though clearly some of the people that did the chet died. Amrav Papa, afilu mandam chatas tzibur shekibu bala mesa, chatas tzibur she mesu bala ena mesa, lufi she ein hatzibur mesa. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, minoi Rav Papa. Gemara brings up a source where we know this pasuk from. So it comes out that this carbon that they brought, these korbanos that they brought, were korbanos chatois, that were brought later on for the chet that they did in the time of Tzidkiyah. The Gemara then says that maybe not. There were enough people alive from the first base of Migdash that it wasn't Sibur Meis. Then the Gemara says, how do you know that there were so many people alive? The Gemara says, well, when the second base of Migdash was built, there were two groups. There were people that were crying and there were people that were happy. The ones that were happy was the new generation. They never saw the first base of Middash. To them, this was glorious. The ones that saw the original base of Middash, they were depressed. In fact, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos says a tremendous chiddush. He says there were people who were fasting on Tisha B'Av during the second base of Middash. Because they were fasting over the fact that the base of Middash went down so many levels from what it was in the first base of Middash. And the Pasuk says in Ezra that the people that were happy were blowing shofars. And the people that were sad were crying. And the people that were crying, they outcried the joy. So you see that there were more people left from the Bias Rishon than newcomers. And therefore, says the Gemara, for that reason, they were able to bring these korbanos chatos. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara, the end, concludes. It's the riots from every month. We bring Sire Regolim. We bring Sire Rosh Chodoshim. It's obvious that some people that donated in the Lishka the money from these korbanos has died. And still we bring it. So you see, Chatas, ain't Chatas Sibur Meis. So Tosfos has a question. He says, I don't understand. Look at the third Tosfos. For Hocho, the Iku Mesa by Lev Akar. The Gemara seems to have a havamina that there is misa by tzibur. Tosfos v'hiksha Rashba ma inyan ze lemesu baleho de kuli hashas the mayri hifrish chatos umesu baleachakach. Aver hocha lo yifrishu shum davar. He says over here. He says I don't understand why this is bechlal called Misas Tzibur, because here the Chatas was separated by the living people. The classic Chatas Shemesu Ba'alah is where the person who was Mafresh the Chatas died. Here it's the reverse. The person that was Mafresh the Chatas is alive. The people that came up to be Eilu Regel, to be Eilu for the base of Migdash, they were Mafresh the Chatas. So the Chet was an old Chet. But it's not a chatas shemesu bala. That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos goes on to say that the Omer Rabbeinu Nisanel, Rabbeinu Nisanel says the ibaloi hifrish motzi lahakriv alma yesh kapor lamesim. There's a critical concept Tosfos is saying here. He's saying chatas shekipru balaha is not an issue of who owns it. It's an issue of who's getting a kapara. The chattis goes by who's getting the kapara. And if it's possible to be mechaper for a dead person, we would never have a problem of chattis shemei subala. The reason why chattis shemei subala is l'misa azla is not because the owner is not here, but it's because the kapara is not functioning. The functionality of a chattis is it has to be a mechaper. That's how it functions. That's the mechanics of a karma chattis. And if the karma chattis is not being mechaper, it goes l'misa. It's not because the owner is not here. We don't care if the owner is here. We care one thing. We want this chattis to function. And a chattis can only function as a kapara. That's the mechanics of it. That's how it drives. The chattis drives, it gives a kapara. That's the driving gear. And if it's not being mechaper, it's dead. It's stuck. So Tosfos says, we're not even interested who was mafresh the chattis. We don't even care about that. We have one interest. Can a chattis be mechaper for mason? If it can, no reason for it to be called lemisa. If it cannot, absolutely goes lemisa. Now this strengthens the question of the Bris Kerov that we had on Amud Aleph. How could you bring two chattis? It just doesn't make any sense. If you got a kapara from A, now the second chattis is not being mechaper. That's equivalent to chattis shemesu ba'alel. It's just broke down. Another question on this whole sugya is how could the Gemara even debate whether there's misa by tzibur when we have a stam mishnah that says black and white, our mishnah, that it's ma vlad chattis, tmuras chattis, chattis shemesu ba'alel, devar ma'amur b'yachav v'loi b'tzibur. That's a stam mishnah. This kasha the Rishonim ask as well. The Shita asked the kasha. Tosfos asked the kasha. How could the Gemara even have a havamina? The Mishnah already outruled the possibility of a chattis tzibur mace. So, I think in order to get a better tfis on this, I think that the explanation could be like as follows. That's a dover poshet. That if a guy is, if somebody is chayav a chattis, it's a dover poshet. That in order for the Kedusha, the Karma Chattis, to be Chal, there has to be a Chiyuv HaFrosha. And when we say throughout Shas that a Chattis is not Bob and a Dova, that means I can't go into my corral, take a behemoth, and say this should be a Karma Chattis. Doesn't work. Chattis only comes with a prior obligation. There has to be an obligation, and that obligation triggers, it's almost like if you want to bring it down to a basic level, it's almost like the Avera is what's Makdish to Chattis. I'm not makdish to chattis. The avera that I did, that's what gives kedusha to the chattis. I come then after there's an existing predisposition for a korban chattis because of the chet. I come and I'm makdish to chattis. That's how the chattis gets its kedusha. That's condition A. Then there's a condition B. Condition B is that the chattis has to function in order for us to bring it. So long that the chattis is not functioning, we can't bring it. Even though there was a chet that triggered the kedusha of the chattis. But the fact is, the chattis also has to be able to function when you bring it. And if for whatever reason, when you bring it, there's a breakdown, so you don't bring the korban chattis. But I feel that there's a tremendous difference between these two conditions. They sound similar, but there's a tremendous difference. And that's the underlying current of our sugya. There's a tremendous difference between these two things. One thing is, I need a chet. And I need a chet to be mechayev chattis, and then I could have a kedushas chattis. Then, even if I'm gone, like Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Nisana, the Bailam could be gone. As long as this chattis could function, we're still going to bring it. If there's kapara l'mason, right, we're still going to bring the korban chattis, Tosfos says. Now, I ask you, that guy who's dead, is he chayav chattis? Of course not. No, hava min shebo'ela. Let me ask you a different question. What would be if there would be a kapara l'mason? Which the Gemara has a hava min here. Tachas aveisecho yubanecho. A guy ate chalev. He found out that he ate chalev. And then he died. The Yorish comes, and the Yorish says, okay, I don't want my father to have this chalev lingering on his head. I'm being mafresh achatas for my father's chet. Dvar b'talim. It wouldn't work. You know what? There's nobody who's chayiv achatas. The chatas can only be chal as an outcome of somebody who's obligated to bring this chatas. There is nobody who's obligated to bring this chatas. Even if this chatas could make an ilui neshoma, but he's not chayiv. It's like when you learn Mishnayis, ilui neshoma somebody, right? Is he chayiv in Talmud Torah? Of course not. He gets a benefit from the Torah that's learned. The neshoma gets a benefit from the Torah that's learned. But they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Meis chavshi. Person dies, he's potter from Kol HaTorah Kula. There's no havamina anywhere that somebody should eat chaylev and find out that they ate chaylev and become chayiv achatos and die, and that the yorshim should go then and be mafresh achatos for the father. Why not? It's not possible. Because the kedusha can only come through a mechayiv. But then there's the second step. The second step is, but the carbon can also only be brought if it's mechaper. But that's on a much lower level. And my biggest raya is that Tosis is telling us that if there would be kapara l'mason, then you would bring that carbon to give kapara to the dead person. Only because the carbon already became a carbon through the chet and through the person who was chayev to bring it. Now we have a chatas here. Now we just have to make sure it functions. Functionality is on a whole different level. We don't need the same level that we needed to create the chatas. We don't need that level in order for it to function as a kapor. That, I think, is clear. Without anything, it's clear muchach and the sugi, that there's this distinction between these two things. So now you could say very simple. When a guy brings, first of all, in order for us to trigger a Kedushas Chatas, you need the Chiv. When you go over to an Akeva, let's say Tzibur goes over to an Akeva, and is Mafresh a Chatas Nakeva, right? That Mitzias, the Kedusha can't be Chal on this behemoth, because every Chatas can only get its Kedusha from a predestined Machayev to make that Kedusha happen. And there isn't. There's no mechayev to make a chatas nekeva. Memela, there can't be a migu. The migu needs the mechayev. And there was never a mechayev to begin with, so that nekeva can never bear a chatas kavua, because it's lacking an obligation. Every other carbon which gets its kedusha without any predisposition of a chiyuv chatas, let's say a shlomim and an oila, so there you could say migu. You made something into an oila, domim. Now the behemah has a life of its own. So the kedusha now turns into kedusha seguf. But chatas always has to be preceded by an obligation. And because the obligation couldn't trigger a chiyuv on an akeva, so it never was able to become a kedusha seguf nekeva. Now when that nekeva has a zohar, it bears a zohar, that kedusha is a kedusha dechuya. That kedusha that came from the mother is not a kedusha that could bear any fruit, because it's not chatas is not something that self generates. It has to come mikoyach de gavra, has to come mikoyach de mechayev. So the kedusha could never be more than the gavra who presented the kedusha to begin with. When the Gemara said, "I would think you have to bring two chatois," I want to tell you, really, it's lakshon kugel here. Everything is famished. Really, once the Torah said, you were mafresh chatas A, right? And it got lost. And you had a chiyuv to be mafresh chatas A. Got lost. Now, while it was lost, you were mafresh another chatas. Chatas B. Now, after I find chatas B, chatas A surfaces. So now the halacha is they both remain with the kedushas chatas, right? So now, I don't need any obligation to trigger the chiyuv chatas. They both have a chiyuv chatas. What do I need now? I just need a quasi kapara. If there be yesh kapara l'meisim, you could bring it for a meis, right? So I want to tell you very simple. The mere fact that there's a mitzvah now that these two chatois our kabbonis that there's a mitzvah to bring them, that's enough to bring both of them. Because all I need, I don't need the mechayev of a chatas. For haraya, the Gemara says, if yesh kapor l'meisim, you could bring a chatas for somebody who's dead already. As long as when he was alive, he separated it. So now you could say, the fact that there's a mitzvah to bring it is no less than a kapor l'meisim. Here you have a living person that has a korban that he has a mitzvah to bring. Now that he has a mitzvah to bring it, that's already called a kapara purta, right? Which the Gemara, we had the Gemara, says, the Gemara says, when you machapar on a dead person, it's called a kapara purta. Because the guy doesn't really need a kapara. It's a kapara purta. That's enough to be able to bring it. The whole question of the Brisker Rav is, how could you bring a chatas? There's no obligation. The teretz is, the fact that the chatas already got a kedushas haguf, because at the time that I was mafresh, there was a chet, that was machayev me. And now there's a mitzvah to bring the korban. That's no less than the kapara that a mace gets after he's dead. What are you telling me? Well, he has no obligation. Chaylev is only machayev one chatas. That's true. And chaylev is only machayev chatas on a living person too. A dead person doesn't need a chatas chaylev. Yet, if the mace would get even a quasi kapara, that would be enough that the korban is functioning. So now the korban is functioning because it's being mekayim, the mitzvah of Havo. That alone is enough function. That's called function. What was our whole kasha? Yeah, but there's no mechayev. But we just put a raya that the mechayev is only needed to create the kedushas haguf. Because otherwise, how could the Gemara say that a kapar l'meisim is enough to bring a korban chatas? The Gemara says, the fact that there's meisim, that's enough to bring a kapar. How could the Gemara say that? There's no Havamina of such a thing. So everybody got that? So those are really the two steps. The two steps is creating the chatas. To create a korban chatas, that you need a defined, definitive obligation. Once it becomes a chatas, all you need is that it should function on the mizbeach as a machapa. And that kapara doesn't have to be on the level that it was needed, that was needed to establish the kedushas chatas. For haraya, you could bring it for a dead person if there would be yesh kapara l'meisim. Who I didn't, you could bring two. Because the guy who was mafresh both of them also has an inyan to bring both of them. That's a kapara porta. That alone is enough. That's the havamina. Says the Torah, no. One is, and it could be what the Torah said is, that once he brings one, there's no inyan to bring the other. So now it's finished. It's doing nothing. If it would have function, you would bring both. Now with this whole concept, I think we can understand now why the Gemara in Amud Aleph, the Gemara in Amud Beis are not a stira. Where's the kasha? The Mishnah says for a davar pashut that it's impossible to have a chatas that's tzibur, that's mace. Impossible. And Amud Beis, all of a sudden the Gemara is toying with the idea that it's possible. So I want to tell you very simple. There are two kinds of chatoyes tzibur. There's one chatoyes tzibur that we bring every chamtif and every Rosh Chodesh. And those korbanos primarily were brought for Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. Every month we bring it, that's what we say in the Korban Musaf, every Yom Tov when we daven, we talk about the chatois. Right? Those chatois are really different than every chatas that we discussed. The way we explained every chatas is born by the chet. In other words, a person eats chelev, that is the seed that bears the fruit of a korban chatas. You eat chaylev, you do the averin, person's mechal Shabbos, that chilul Shabbos created the chatas. I want to tell you that the Sirei Regal and Sirei Roshim is clearly not that way. The regel creates the chiv. My raya is, what would be if Eliyahu Novi would come and tell us, it happens to be this was a lucky month. In this month, no Jew was nichshel in Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. No Jew was not. There was nobody. Nobody was nechshel. What would be the halacha? Of course you bring it. Of course you bring it. Why? In fact, today, we live in that tekufa. Nobody's over Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. Lo'yaleinu, we don't have it. We can all testify about ourselves every month that we were not over the issur of Tumas Mikdash V'Kodesh. There's still an inyan of the chatas. That's why we daven. So the davening is in the place of the korban. The teretz is, It's a carbon chayva on the tzibur to bring it. The concept of a chatos shekipru balel amisa azla, right, is because it's only that kind of chatos that's triggered by the chet. But this is triggered by the regel and by the chodesh. The zman is mechayev the chatos. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah was talking about. That we don't find chatos tzibur that die. Those are the classic chatos tzibur. And there you can't have mesu baleha. Because the whole concept of mesu baleha is that the mechayev of the carbon is not here. But I don't need to buy a chatos tzibur the mechayev of the carbon. The zman is mechayev of the carbon, even if nobody ever did anything. The Gemara on the base is talking about a carbon chatos that Klai Yisrael brought for Avodah Zarah. That's a classic chatos. That's a chatos yochid that the tzibur is bringing. Because they worshipped Avodah Zarah. There, if no Jew worshipped Avodah Zarah, there wouldn't have been a chiyuv chatos. So there the Gemara toys with the possibility that there would be a din of chatos tzibur shemesu balel. Because that's a chatos that's not triggered by chet, that's not created by, that is created by chet. On Amud Aleph, the Mishnah was talking about the chatos tzibur that are not triggered by chet. For haraya, even though they represent chet, if there was no chet, you still bring it. The zman creates the obligation. So there's no such thing as the Bailam dying. There was no even Havamina that it was the Bailam dying. The Gemara Amud Beis was talking about the chatos they brought when they came to the Bayis Sheni, specifically for Avodah Zarah that they worshipped. So there the chet created the carbon chatos. Over there, if they died, it would have been a problem. I really think this Yisoid really is Mavar, the whole sugya from the beginning to the end. Next week in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be doing a real fascinating sugya. This whole next sugya talks about the whole concept of Torah Shebaal Peh and Lav Bashamayim Hi. Really a fascinating sugya. It goes till the bottom of the Amud Til Tezayin Amud Aleph on the bottom where we started reading from today. Talks about all the halachas that were forgotten in the time of Moshe, and whether you could bring back halachas through nevuah, or it has to dafka be done academically. Al tzlava shemayim hi. So there's so much to look up here. I brought some Mara Mekaymas. As much as you can see, I think you'll appreciate it more. So obviously, to just get to the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, and the sugya Megillah Dav Beis, Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about the letters that were lost, forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought it back, and the Pnei Yeshua on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph that asks how that Gemara fits with our sugya. Pnei Yeshua on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, and then if you have some extra time to look up the sugya in Maseches Sukkah, Dav Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara talks about the Mitzvah Sarova that we have on Hashanah Rabbah possibly being from one of those things that were forgotten and brought back with Nevuah. So we have a lot of sugyas that seem to imply that when halacha is forgotten, you could bring it back with Nevuah. And our whole Gemara says that the halachas that were forgotten in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu Tavelus, they were stuck. Because Lav Bashamayim, they couldn't bring it back with Nevuah. So we have to bridge the gap between these sugyas.